24% of people in the workplace visit X-rated websites and chat rooms.
24%.
24% and form illicit sexual relationships with their colleagues.
Hmm.
Significant numbers also say that they've engaged in sexual online chatting or messaging and has forwarded explicit emails to colleagues.
I'm Big Dick.
You know, I was thinking about Big Dick Hunter and how sad I am for him.
His sex addiction?
Yeah. I mean, because I think he had kind of a rough childhood, and this is something that makes him feel alive and loved.
Did you hear the hardline asking him about, you know, he has to have sex every day.
Right.
And he demands that from his girlfriend.
And he loves pornography.
And he loves pornography.
Strip clubs.
Well, they were asking him about how they get around the once-a-month thing with his girlfriend. And he says that he's got a way, that he doesn't give her a week off or a few days off. He makes her continue.
Ooh,
isn't that disturbing?
I smell a bit.
Dang.
That's rough.
Poor girl.
I know. Well, poor...
expose my package.
Poor Richard, too. I mean, I think he's a nice guy, but he... You know,
it's an addiction?
There's something there.
Because she wanted it.
All right, if you... He's made that nighttime show, which is, you know, supposed to be about the P1s, but he's made it about pornography and inroads that he can make into bunny ranches and porn producers.
Girls Gone Wild.
Girls Gone Wild.
Is Dick in that position?
Anyway, but hey, I love porn too, so what do I know?
Well, apparently one out of four in the workplace are actively looking at porn every day.
That's
so
right, George.
As you go to work today, walk through your cubicle area.
I'd love to do that.
And bust one out of every fourth person.
Hey, we get in trouble if we do that up here. That's why I wonder how you and...
Oh, there's ways around that.
That's why I wonder how you and... Oh, yeah, bring in your own computer.
Don't this up.
Hey.
And number four, that's the Musers, George Dunham, Craig Miller, and...